welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, and I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Welcome, Brian.
And limo driver and whatever else.
Roadie, stagehand, yeah.
All the other invisible titles I have.
Just one size fits all, ghost hunter. How's that?
Paranormal investigator.
Yes, that's right. Certified paranormal investigator.
Actually, no, I'm not. I never got certified. I'm just a trainer.
Well, that's why. Because you're certified, basically, in order to do all the training.
Well, certifiable, maybe.
You're a certified trainer.
Certified trainer.
There you go. See? It's all in the wording. You're talking to, like, the spin doctor S here.
Hey, I don't have the official card, so.
Sure you do.
No, I don't.
No, you don't?
No, I don't.
Oh. Oh, that. All right, well, I'll get you an official card. You want one of the new ones that say celebrating, you know, 10 years as New Jersey's largest paranormal investigator?
Well, I still got my original card saying I was the 100th member.
Oh, cool. Yeah, members that are getting their cards now, it even comes in color and it says, "And celebrating 10 years as New Jersey's largest paranormal investigating organization."
Ooh.
See, it's like, another 10 years, you can put it on eBay and maybe get something for it. Who knows?
But, okay.
Yeah. You know, the crap they sell on eBay, you never know.
Yeah, I'll lose money for what I got to pay to put it up there.
So, yeah, I don't know if you saw this story. It was like a week or so ago about the Dead Sea Scrolls are going to go online. You know? That's pretty fascinating. I would like to check this out. I printed out the story. It says, scientists in Israel are taking digital photographs of the Dead Sea Scrolls with the aim of making the 2,000-year-old documents available to the public and researchers on the Internet. You know, this is pretty cool when you think of the fact, like, I know from writing my book, New York Times, when I would go online to do research for the book, only went back as far as 1830.
Oh, no.
And yet, here, we can put a 2,000-year-old document on the Internet. Okay, hello. Anyway, Israel Antiquities Authority, the custodian of the scrolls that shed light on the life of Jews and early Christians at the time of Jesus, said on Wednesday, well, this is a while ago, about a week or so ago, it would take more than 2 years to complete the project. For many years after Bedouin shepherds first came upon the scrolls in caves near the Dead Sea in 1947, only a small number of scholars were allowed to view the fragments. But access has since been widened, and they were published in their entirety 7 years ago. Using powerful cameras and lights that emit no damaging heat or ultraviolet beams, scientists in Israel have been able to decipher sections and letters in the scrolls invisible to the naked eye. The scrolls, most of them on parchment, are the oldest copies of the Hebrew Bible and include secular text dating from the 3rd century BC to the 1st century AD. A team of specialists has taken 4,000 pictures of some 9,000 fragments that make up the scrolls, which number 900 in total. Wow, look at that. A nine. That's pretty cool. A few large pieces of scroll are on permanent display at the Israel Museum. We were able to see the scrolls in such detail that no one has before, said Simon Tanner, a digital expert from King's College London, who is in charge of data collection. Scientists hope the advanced imaging technology will also help them better preserve the scrolls by detecting any deterioration caused by humidity and heat. I think that's really cool. A 2,000-year-old document that you could look up on the Internet and look at it for yourself.
It's actually smart.
Yeah. Preserve it.
What if someone, even an autistic person, you know, sees it, bam, can read something in there or something.
Clicks, yeah.
Something a scientist didn't see. You never know.
That's true.
Basically, you're putting it out to billions of people to look at. Someone could find something they didn't realize.
Yeah, very true. Very true. See? That's why you're the brains of the outfit, Brian.
I know. I have to keep telling you that.
No, you don't. It's sunk in. yeah, well, I think that's really cool. I'll have to look it up. Imagine Googling Dead Sea Scrolls. Boom, up comes the real deal, you know. How cool is that? Anything else going on?
Not really.
Oh, you know, speaking of technology, though, I saw this weird little snippet on the internet the other night of new kind of camera imaging, so that way they can have actors not even have to really be on location to film a movie. They have this person sit, looks like a big sphere, and it's got like all these cameras, I forget how many hundreds of cameras mounted in like the sphere, and it's taking all these pictures from all these angles, and they're able to computer image it, so that way then they can have someone in a suit with like the little light beams on it, and a virtual studio with the cameraman just filming virtually as these people in these suits act it out, and then they'll just superimpose the actor's image onto that and boom, create a movie without even the actor physically being there. And I thought that was pretty interesting, you know. I get a kick out of all that. Now, you know, right now it's probably a little raw to see it, but you never know. I mean, but then how does that work contractually down the road? You know, like Leonardo DiCaprio is copping up how many millions, hundreds, thousand dollars every time he does a film, and so then what happens? He's like, well, if I really have to be there, you're going to pay me this much, but if you're going to use my image, you know.
Nah, they'll, I don't think it'll ever take off.
No.
Because the actors...
Well, they said that about sound. Oh, who wants a talking picture?
Well, you look at it this way. If I go there and work, I'm making $20 million. If I do a voiceover, I'm only making
$5 million.
So I don't think that they're going to want to take that much of a pay cut.
Yeah, this is true. Although, virtually, you could be doing probably three times or four times as many movies because you wouldn't have to physically be there.
Yes and no, because you figure that they're not going to want you to work other movies or anything during the time that they're creating it and doing all the voiceovers and.
Well, I'm sure they'll get a contract around that.
Yeah, but like I said, I just don't think it'll really take off.
Yeah.
I mean, and when people know it's not the real actor in there too.
Yeah. You know, oh, well, Mummy 4 opened up with the image of Brendan Fraser.
Well, that's the other thing, you know. Are they going to not age the actor? You know, if they...
Well, see, think about it, though. That's the advantage for an actor. If he doesn't have to gain weight, lose weight, change his hair color, neither does she, because computer-generated, she can be pregnant, she can be thin. She could do all the scenes, stunt doubling. You wouldn't need a stunt double anymore because you could just image yourself right into the stunt.
But then, you know what? I might as well just watch a little thing on a computer. It's all just computer-generated.
I know. Yeah, then it's kind of sad in a way.
Yep.
You know, because then it is all just real fake.
Yeah.
Real fake. But, you know what I mean. Anyway, so, but that's technology down the road. But you never know. You know, we have this neat thing where I work, this 3D scanning that they use for surveying.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, I mean, it's a very expensive camera, and it's amazing. They use it a lot for when they do work for the MTA in New York, and they have to, like, really survey at a 3D holographic level in order to, for the tunnels and putting the subways and stuff in. And I've been sitting there so many days salivating, going, just once, if I could buddy up to this guy and say, can you take the little toy out and can we like take it to the cemetery up the street one night and just kind of see what this thing would do out of context. I mean, they've been using it in context for surveying, 3D surveying.
Right, right.
But I want to know, what would it do? Would it really kick some paranormal butt if you got it out in a situation like that? Or, you know, would the entities, would the spirits, would things show up more? I mean, could you imagine, not only did you catch a ghost, but you got it 3D, you know, because of the camera? Or would it, or just it's the wrong frequency and it wouldn't track it at all?
Well, I think for him to take that camera all the way out to a cemetery, you'd have to do a lot more than buddy-buddy up to him.
Well, I mean, where I work, literally, the Union Cemetery is literally half a mile up the road.
Yeah, you'd be doing more than buddying up to him. For that, an expensive piece of equipment like that.
So it's like, I'll buy him a hot dog or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay, moving on. Let's do cemetery hunts, shall we? So I don't get chastised for not sticking to the script. Okay, cemetery hunts are on Saturday nights this year. In fact, this is it. September 6th is your last one, people. You meet at 9 o'clock and sign the waiver. And you ghost hunt in the Union Cemetery here in Hackettstown till 10:30. Team leader Dina Tirico is heading up this final investigation of the year. You must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society and produce your membership card as proof in order to participate in the cemetery hunt. Membership is only $20. It's available on the homepage at njghs.net. PayPal, Visa, MasterCard accepted. Okay. So, like I said, you're going to meet Dina there. Actually, she'll probably have everybody park in the... on Mountain Ave, right in front of Ed's Health Food and the dry cleaners, and then you can just walk right across the street to the arch and investigate. So that's pretty easy. If you're a newbie to the NJGHS, let Dina know that so she can take you with her and give you your training, because newbies, you have to log in to cemetery hunts, and this is the last one of the season, in order to get enough training under your belt, so if we get an private investigation, we know your strengths and weaknesses in terms of investigating and how best to place you on a team. Okay. If there's something goes wrong with the weather and it's rainy, miserable Saturday night, September 6th, we will have to cancel this last investigation. It will be posted. The cemetery hunt will be posted on the website, and I'll send out a Yahoo Blast as well. Yahoo Blast? What's that, you say? Yahoo Groups. NJGHS Yahoo Group. The link is available. It's a free sign-up right on our homepage, njghs.net. And that way you get the latest scoop and poop on everything that's going on in the organization blasted right into your email box. You won't get spammed. You won't get inundated with crap because it is only I who sends out the messages. Got it? And that's it. We're going to take a quick break. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy Haunting.
Hi, I'm Dan Gordon, co-author of Haunted Baseball, Ghosts, Curses, Legends, and Eerie Events. Baseball and ghost stories are American obsessions. Haunted Baseball combines both with its fun and freaky collection of otherworldly yarns. Collected from baseball players, stadium personnel, front office folks, and fans, the tales told here explore the spooky connection between baseball and the paranormal. I'll be joining the deadline on an episode in September to discuss Haunted Baseball in depth. In the meantime, if you've had a paranormal baseball experience, send it to the deadline at njghs.net, the deadline at njghs.net. The person who shares the best experience that is read on the show will win a signed copy of my book. Battle up!
Hey, welcome back. I want to go over our meetings. We have two meetings every month at the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. They're free and open to the public to attend. You don't have to be a member. If you have any questionable photographs or recordings, feel free to bring it along, whether you're a member or not, because we have a share and scare segment at each of our meetings. And the team leader will be happy to review it and give you their ruling on whether it's paranormal or not. The next meeting up at BAD is on September 16th. That starts at 6:30 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center in Hackettstown. It's located at 293 Main Street. Dina Tirico is the team leader for that group, and that meeting runs from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And then on October 1st, we have the Central Jersey Division meeting. That's in Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt, New Jersey. That meeting starts at 7 and ends at 8:30 p.m. Gregory and Sherry Irish team leaders head up the Central Jersey Division. Okay, so you want to move along to Parashare?
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to the deadline at njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the NJGHS, only one credit necessary. Or you may save up and cash in 10 credits for a natal chart that's a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, birth time, and birthplace, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. And we have a Parashare this week.
Wow.
comes to us from NJGHS member Jennifer. Okay. Hey, Laura. Okay, here is a little story for you. Maybe you will use it. Please feel free to fix grammar. Well, I apologize in advance. It's been very stressful at work, so I didn't have time to proof this, so don't worry about it, Jennifer. We're both winging it here. This is a story my mom told me about a house she had listed a few years back. In case you don't know, Jennifer's mom's a realtor, okay? I was much younger, and before I got my real estate license, I used to go with my mom during her trips to visit her listings. The house was a beautiful, big old house on the hill in the Hartshorne Woods area of Middletown. For those of you who don't know Middletown, Middletown's a really pretty up there kind of affluent town there in central Jersey, okay? It was owned by a man who was a producer in New York City, and he had moved out of the house to live in his house in the city while it was listed. I would go with my mom all the time up to this house, and I remember being a bit scared every time we had to go because it was so big and old. We joked around about it being haunted. Sorry, the house was still furnished, but again, no one was staying in the house. I remember going into the creepy basement with my mom, and I always felt like we were being watched, so I never wanted to stay down there for too long. One day, another agent wanted to go show the house, so my mom told her to go to the house and she would meet them there to open the door for her. Well, the lady and her customers got there before my mom, and they said they were looking around the front yard, and they turned to look at the front of the house, and standing in the top window where the owner's bedroom was, they saw a man standing there looking out. The agent went to the front door and knocked several times because she thought there was someone inside to let them in, and no one ever answered the door. My mom finally arrived, and she said the agent told her that they had been knocking because they saw someone standing in the window upstairs, but no one ever came down. My mom told her that there was no one in the house, the owner was in New York City, and no one else had the key to get in, and there was a security alarm on the house, so no one else could be inside. The agent and her couple she was showing the house to all saw this man standing in the window. They knocked, and then he was gone. My mom went into the house first to look around, and it was empty. No one inside, no signs of anyone breaking in. After the couple looked at the house, they decided they wanted a haunted house and moved on. Yeah, they decided they didn't want a haunted house and moved on. I was scared from that point on to go back to the house. The house finally sold, but we never found out if the current owners have experienced any paranormal activity. But I would love to know. If anyone is interested, and you are from the Monmouth County area, you can see this house as you cross the Rumson Bridge. It is a big white house set up on the hill with pillars. Very cool house. Thanks, Jennifer. That's awesome. So now they're going to have a lot of drive-by shootings. This beautiful white house. But that's great. Wow, so all those people independent of each other saw a man. Now, you know what? It may not have been a ghost, though. If I don't know if they could have seen a picture of the actual owner. It could have very well been his... How do I explain this? Like, you know, like with the residual haunting?
His energy.
It could have just left like a mark. And he loved that house, but he was in New York. But it could have just been his... kind of like a part of his energy just like taking form and standing there looking out the window and then not being there. It may not have been, because I had this happen. I've had, you know, the living actually love something so much that they leave their mark, and right. It makes it hard to get the person out of there, you know. It could have been that, or it could have been an actual specter. We don't know, but it really would be cool to find out. So thank you very much for sending that parashare. Let me know if you want to save that up towards your natal chart, because you're already a member. And I believe that's... Oh, you know what it is? She wrote in for Haunted Trivia. So I don't know if this is her first or second. No, this is definitely her second, because she had another realtor story.
Well, she won't know this until she comes back.
Oh, that's right. She's on vacation.
She'll be on vacation. She leaves soon for Jamaica.
Oh, how nice. Isn't this great? 570 members. We know when one's going on vacation. Well, you and Jennifer keep in touch,
yeah,
right?
I'm on MySpace, too, so like a little thing pops up. Oh, 3 days till Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. How nice. Good for her. That's great. Well, you know, we all got to take our vacays. It's very important, you know. You had a nice time, right, down in Delaware?
Yep.
Got to relax? So, all right, well, we're going to take a little break as we speak here.
Hickory, North Carolina is alive with Talk About the Dead. www.hauntedhickory.com is celebrating the paranormal October 3rd and 4th with classes and lectures by Patrick Burns of Haunting Evidence on True TV, Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Children of the Grave, Tim and Trish Yancey plus Jason Gowan from Encounters Paranormal Radio, Nathan Schoonover of The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, Stephen LaChance from Discovery Channel's A Haunting, and Shannon Sylvia of Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters International. Plus, vendors, a hearse contest, and much more. Participate in a live ghost hunt in the haunted west wing of the Hickory Salt Block. Haunted Hickory in Hickory, North Carolina, October 3rd and 4th. www.hauntedhickory.com. Make plans to attend now.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what does ITC stand for? Now, of course, my buddy John Wilton would know this in a New York minute because he's always been fascinated with this. And it's interdimensional trans communication. John has experienced, or experimented with this. I've always been too chicken. I saw it years ago on that show, Sightings. And it just scared me so much, I never tried it. But if you remember that really sorry movie, White Noise, they verbally defined EVP, but what they were showing you was ITC. When you point your camcorder at the white noise on your television screen, you let the camcorder record, you will play back, and sometimes you will see ghosting images of faces and stuff come across what you've recorded in the white noise. You may hear voices and messages from beyond, you know. I had seen I had seen it on Sightings, and it was pretty convincing and very scary. So I've never tried it, but if you ever want to find out about it, go to the source. I would say right now that would be John Wilton of Spirit Searchers. So go to spiritsearchers.com and email him, and you know, get the scoop on it. But it's ITC, interdimensional transcommunication. Now, this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of pretty challenging. I would give it a pretty challenging. Okay?
Because, really? That's not what you have in the script.
But I know. It's challenging, so shut up. only because, you know why? This wouldn't... Don't start the music yet. Let me qualify this.
Oh, brother.
It's not a terribly difficult question for someone who has studied paranormal and metaphysics. However, the way I've worded it, and leaving out so much detail, you really would have to know your stuff to get this. So I would say it's challenging.
Google.
Okay. Here you go. You can play the music now. Who was the famous psychic medium who levitated nearly 70 feet above ground in 1868? Be the first person to email the correct name of this psychic medium to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. And you'll win the book, I Bring You Glad Tidings, Inspiring True Stories of Christmas Angels by my friend, and I love this author, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. This hardcover book retails for $16 and contains stories of these Christmas messengers of hope and peace. Discover how everyday people have been blessed by angels and how their experiences have transformed them, heart, mind, and soul. It's a beautiful, beautiful book. I love it. So, anyway, I want to remind you, this is it. Time is ticking, people. We're in the 15-day countdown from the day this show uploads, okay? 15 days till Paranormal Intensive 2008. Located here in Hackettstown in the auditorium of the Community Center, we have Jane Doherty doing two workshops. We have Carl Petrie doing two workshops. They will be available to, Carl has a lot of his movies, Ghosts of Angela Webb, so he'll have his movies and stuff for sale. He can autograph them. Jane will have her book, Awakening the Mystic Gift, plus all her other little things that she sells. And who knows, maybe she'll even have time to do some readings if you want to get a really good psychic reading. That's up to Jane, you know. I can't speak for her, but I do know she does pretty amazing readings, so. But the workshops are great. They're only $25 per person, and they're about an hour or so long. So I would say go for that. Get your... This is kind of going, you know, Brian and I were talking about this because there are so many conventions and conferences now, and what I've noticed is most of these conferences are they're more conventions. They're more about, like, all the name dropping and, you know, what celebrity status you have gracing the stage that day and people getting to rub shoulders with, ooh, I was with rubbing shoulders with Jason and Grant and blah, 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 blah. It's really gotten away from what we're doing, which is an actual workshop, an actual teaching. And if anything, when they do these conferences, it's more like presentations, like, well, here, I'm so-and-so, and this is what I did, you know? Well, we're going back to old school of, like, we're giving you a workshop on some of the real old stuff, like, just what to do if you come across a spirit communication with Carl Petrie. Past life regression. I mean, how cool is that for you to get that experiential workshop for $25? I mean, people, I used to sell these and I would book them completely when I used to do Celestial Connections and I booked Jeff Ryan. His past life regressions were $50 a head. Okay, this is $25 with Jane Doherty and you're going to experience a past life regression. So this is all kinds of real hands-on experiential growth and learning workshops. So you're not just going somewhere and rubbing shoulders with celebrities, you're actually going to be participating, learning, experiencing, coming away at the end of the day going, wow, I feel better about going out and investigating, doing what I do.
I remember there was something last year that happened. I think it was around July. Someone kind of did that. I think in Gettysburg.
It's vaguely familiar.
I can't think of the name of it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it'll come to us.
I remember it was popular, though.
It was very popular. And ever since then, have you noticed, it's just been like... Anyway, so we're kind of really going back to our roots here and doing some real hands-on, intense workshops and getting people the training and some, you know, not so much even just like the training of ghost hunting equipment and stuff. These are like I said, you know, actually dealing with psychic self-defense because, you know, we've all gotten so into our equipment. But let's face it, you know, let's say you go in, you think you're investigating a haunting of just a simple ghost or a residual haunting in a house. It turns out it does have a demon. You're now under psychic attack. Well, that's when you're going to be saying, dang, I should have taken that workshop at the Paranormal Intensive because now I'm in deep doo-doo and I don't know what to do, you know? So, you know, it can't hurt to have this in your repertoire as an investigator, you know, some basics of spirit communication, psychic self-defense. What's the other one we're doing? Being a psychic detective. That's very practical because not only is it helping you to tune into your own ghostometer, but he's also showing you how to really work with, like, different police, you know, different kinds of levels of research and how to do discernment, which is really big because a lot of times people, they don't trust their own ghostometer. So discernment's a big thing. Anyway, I can't tell you enough that it's worth it. It's a lot of bang for the $25 buck. So make sure you go to the Paranormal Intensive page on the NJGHS.net page and register, okay? I don't know if we'll be able to do walk-ins that day. Depends on space and limitations. But so, you know, if you want to guarantee your spot, definitely go to the site and register. And, you know, walk-ins that day, it's hit or miss. You know, we'll take our chances. And then, of course, that night we have the dinner in Spirit Circle. Now, that I can't do any walk-ins or last-minute things because I have to guarantee to the restaurant how many people so they know how much food to make. So we're counting down the minutes on that. The dinner in Spirit Circle is at the Haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse here in Hackettstown. Jane Doherty will be doing the Spirit Circle. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. and includes the buffet dinner, tax tip for $60 a person. Can't beat it. All right. Anything else, Brian?
Nope, I think you pretty much covered it all.
Cool. All right. That said, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Sorry, king. And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Trico. And don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley. It's still early in the month. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.